In Boston, the Walsh administration is revamping its plan to end chronic homelessness after failing to meet that goal by the previous deadline, the end of 2018. City officials say they couldn't keep up with a steady stream of adults ending up homeless here. One reason, lots of people are coming to Boston from places outside of the city or the state for shelter and services here. Today, in the first of a four-part series, WBUR's Lynn Joliker reports on why people leave their home areas to find services when they're homeless and what might be done to help.
Liana Ramos had no ties to Boston before she ended up on the streets here in her late 30s using heroin and fentanyl. She had lived her whole life in New Bedford.
I had a traumatic experience, a trauma. My mother called the ambulance. They came, took me and dropped me off out here in the psych ward. And then the psych ward said, I'm okay. They don't need me there no more. I can't stay there no longer. And they dropped me off at the shelter.
Ramos says she had no options in Boston other than that shelter or the streets. Her only money coming in was $500 a month in Supplemental Security Income, or SSI.
How can you afford an apartment at $500 a month? So I stayed out here, and now look at it. I ended up using and relapsing at 38, and I OD'd two times already.
Ramos is now 46. We find her outside Boston Healthcare for the homeless in the South End. She's sitting in a wheelchair she uses to push around her belongings. She's styling her hair with gel as we talk. Ramos is one of a few dozen people milling around. Several are clustered at the far end of the building. Some of them are injecting drugs, but then security guards make them clear the area.
I'll be right back. I gotta get dosed.
52-year-old Janine Day says she's going to get her methadone treatment nearby. Day was born in Boston, but lived in Revere, Lynn, and Beverly before she became homeless about 12 years ago. She says she and her now ex-husband got caught up in drugs. That led to a criminal record. The state took away her kids. Day says she knew she wanted to be in Boston when she found herself without a home.
It's just easier. Everything's walking distance. So you can eat free. Okay. You can eat.
From?
Rosie's Place. The churches feed you.
City officials say in recent years, their data has consistently shown more than 50% of the people staying in Boston's adult emergency homeless shelters last had a permanent residence someplace other than Boston. About 25 to 30% of those people are from out of state. The percentage of people coming from out of town when homeless is significantly higher than in some other big cities, including San Francisco and Seattle, according to those cities' data.
What's the last place that you lived outside of Boston?
I was just living up in Maine.
When people enter Boston's emergency shelters, they often answer questions including the zip code of their last permanent residence. The city's largest homeless services provider, Pine Street Inn, says in 2019, people came to the organization's shelters from more than 150 Massachusetts cities and towns, and from around the country. Pine Street's president and executive director, Lyndia Downey, says people cited lots of reasons.
The issues were as complex or as simple sometimes as there's no shelter in the town I live in. Somebody said go to Boston. Maybe someone went into treatment. A treatment bed was available in Boston.
People who are homeless are drawn to Boston because of public transportation. They're drawn to the health care and the many services available to help people get back on their feet. But Downey says it's harder for people to regain stability when they leave the area where they have connections.
We know that if people have good family support or some social support network, they're more likely to stay out of homelessness. But when you don't have something available for people in their hometown, it makes it much, much harder for people to reconnect and get out of homelessness.
Boston is known for sheltering the vast majority of people who are homeless here. Just 2% of the city's homeless population was unsheltered during the annual homeless census last year. The national average for major cities is 37% unsheltered, according to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Boston officials and advocates stress they help everyone who arrives at their doors. But they say they'd like to see a more regional approach to homelessness.
There's really endless need, and unless everybody is housing everybody from their community, we're going to see continuous inflow into Boston.
That's Lila Bernstein, advisor to the mayor for the Initiative to End Chronic Homelessness and deputy director of Boston's Supportive Housing Division. Bernstein says over the last 4 years, Boston has housed more than 960 adults who were chronically homeless. And that's on top of the 1,200-plus veterans the city has helped house, many of whom were chronically homeless. That means homeless for at least a year, or having 4 episodes of homelessness totaling 12 months over a 3-year period. The person also has to have a disabling condition. The number of people who are chronically homeless in Boston now is 19% lower than when the city started its initiative, according to Bernstein. But
what we imagined was we would work really hard on housing some of the most vulnerable, some of the people really stuck in our system, and that we would start to see the number of people in shelter on a given night shrink, and we're not seeing that.
Why did you come here when you became homeless?
Changed my life.
To change your life?
Yes.
Javier Rosario is from Philadelphia. The 41-year-old says when he found himself without a home 4 years ago, he decided Boston was the place to go.
Did you hear anything about Boston being a good place if you're homeless, like to get help?
Yeah. More people say you like the Kumar program for housing.
So you even heard that in Philadelphia, that Boston's better in terms of helping you get housing?
Yes.
When we met Rosario, he said he was working full-time as a cook. He was receiving medical care for conditions including post-traumatic stress disorder, but he was still staying at a shelter. Again, Pine Street Inn President and Executive Director Lyndia Downey.
I think sometimes people think they come into shelter and they get to be on top of a wait list for housing. That's not true.
Downey and city leaders point out, despite all of the efforts to help people who are homeless find housing, Boston is still an extremely expensive, tight market. There isn't enough deeded affordable housing or permanent supportive housing for people who've been homeless. It can take a year or more to get housed. But other cities are also struggling to keep up with the influx of people looking for a place to stay and ultimately a home.
Hey guys, how are you?
Quincy is one of them. At the emergency shelter Father Bill's Place, the band Boston is playing in the cafeteria. Some clients are awaiting lunch or resting because of medical issues. The shelter serves people from 41 South Shore communities, but Father Bill's president and CEO, John Yazwinski, says people show up from cities and towns beyond that area.
We've really become that safety net of other systems of care. Over 20% of the people that come here get discharged from other state systems of care.
Other shelter providers say the same thing. They're referring to people coming out of prisons and jails, state mental health programs, private psychiatric hospitals, and foster care with nowhere to go. Yazwinski says there's a revolving door between addiction programs and the shelters, which means the system is failing the most vulnerable people.
They're coming in and they're struggling with an addiction. We'll get them into a treatment program. They'll go to a detox. Maybe they'll go to a 3-month program. But sad to say, there isn't anything at the end for them. And then they end up coming back here where they're trying to stay sober and they're sleeping next to somebody that's actively using right now.
People actively using drugs or alcohol can't stay at many of the emergency shelters around the state because of rules requiring sobriety. They often end up heading to other shelters that will take them in even when intoxicated. People who run those facilities, including Pine Street Inn and Father Bill's, say meeting people's needs, wherever they are, is the way to end long-term homelessness. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.